Testing on 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, sweetie. It's good to be back on talking to you again. I know you probably wondered what happened to my correspondence. I didn't do too much corresponding while I was in Hong Kong, except for one little telephone call. It didn't last quite long enough. I did enjoy getting to talk to you, but it just didn't seem to last long enough. Even though we do just have about 4 weeks left, it just seems like the time sure is dragging. I don't know how long we talked, but it didn't seem like very long. It was probably 10 minutes. I think the price of the telephone call was about $11 for the first 3 minutes and $4.50 for each additional minute after that. I don't know what I'm going to talk about on this tape. I don't have any notes made up, so it may be pretty grumbled up. After I get through, you may think I was seeing if I could make you the worst tape that I'd made since I've been over here. It may be one of the worst tapes I've made since I've been over here. Because I don't have any tapes, but I'll try to go ahead and fill it up and get it off to you. I did want to talk to you tonight. We did get back into Da Nang on the 28th. We got up at, the 27th. It was early Sunday morning. We got up in Hong Kong. We got up about 5 o'clock and left Hong Kong about 6 o'clock and got into Da Nang about 7:30 or 8. It's only about an hour and a half flight from Da Nang to Hong Kong, or vice versa, from Hong Kong to Da Nang. The flight over and also the flight back were both kind of rough. I guess it's because of the typhoon weather that they've been having in Southeast Asia here. I think right now there's a typhoon that has just gone inland in China somewhere over there. I don't know. But they were expecting a typhoon while we were in Hong Kong, but it never did hit. The weather was pretty bad, but that didn't hamper our get-together that Billy and I had. I did take quite a few pictures despite the bad weather. I think I got about 3 rolls altogether of Hong Kong and Billy and I. So I'll have some pictures whenever I get home. Like I told you on the phone, I think I did buy Mother some bronzeware. And I bought you a couple of goodies. So I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to surprise you if Mother doesn't squeal. I imagine she'll go ahead and squeal, but don't pressure her and maybe she won't fall in the crook. But I bought some material for Granny and Mother, some silk material. I bought me a pair of wingtip shoes. They're all tailor-made. And I also bought me a pair of penny loafer shoes. They're handmade also. I also bought us another camera. So I'll probably try to sell the camera that I had in Hawaii. Either sell it over here or wait till I get home and sell it. I think I can sell it for about twice what I bought it for if I wait till I get home and try to sell it. It is in real good shape, but the camera I got's about twice as good as the one that we had, so if we take good care of it, it should last us a long time. We even got us one of those little deals that you put out on the front of it and you zoom it in, you know, they call it telephoto lens. And got a wide angle lens and a couple other little goodies to go along with it. It is a lot of fun to sit down and play with, even though it was pretty expensive. I got Cheryl a purse, and I bought Granny some of that silk, and I got Janet a couple of things. Got me an alligator belt, and I bought me two suit coats or sport coats. Got one bright green with some blue pants to go with it. After you see it, you may not want to go out with me. Also got me a little more conservative gray sport coat with some gray trousers. I think it's real pretty. Got me four new ties. They're so cheap, it's just, you couldn't believe the prices over there. Even though I did spend about $100 on clothes, I did get those two sport coats and two trousers and ties and two shirts and all that for about $100. So it's, I don't know what it all of this, all the suits were tailor-made, and I got two fittings on each one, so they fit pretty good. I bought us two more speakers, small speakers, and for the bedroom maybe. And those two that we got at home we can put in the living room. We'll have to wait and see. Also got a wooden case for the Sansui amplifier. So it's kind of fancy case. Just goes around the outside of the Sansui amplifier that we've got at home. And I bought a wig for a friend here, or a fall for a friend here in here at Mag 36. Cost $14, and he'll pay me back for all that. So spent $66 on a room I had for 5 nights we were there. It was real nice. I stayed in the President Hotel. It's on the Kowloon side. In Hong Kong, it's kind of like San Francisco. You have a mainland side, and then you've got a harbor, and then you've got an island out there that they call the Hong Kong Island or Victoria Island. They don't have a Golden Gate Bridge, but they do have a ferry, and I think this is what makes Hong Kong so unique, is the ferry that you have to ride across the harbor. It's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen in my life, and especially at night, it really is pretty. I did get quite a few pictures. I got some postcards, so we will have something to look back on Hong Kong, and maybe we can get back there sometime. Billy took me up to the 31st floor of the Hilton Hotel, and we had dinner up there one night. And a show was put on by a singer, kind of like Barbara Streisand, or this type of show. It was really nice. We enjoyed that. And I took a couple of tours, one around the harbor tour, and the one was a tour at night. They took us up on a hill. I took the tramway up to the top of the top of a mountain that overlooked Hong Kong and the island, and also the mainland. It was really nice also. I went ahead and shipped all of this stuff on home, so we can pick it up at home. I'll probably be home before any of it ever gets there. It should probably take about 6 weeks for most of the stuff to get home. So I'll mail all the insurance receipts for all this stuff on to Mother, and she can take care of it, and that'll be one less problem that you'll have to put up with. I also fixed a tape up for Mother and Daddy tonight that explained all the stuff that I wanted them to go ahead and send for me on out to California. So that'll give you a list of goodies to pack. It'll give you something to go by at least whenever you get to Freona to start packing this, or start pointing out the stuff for the van to pack to send to California. It's a pretty detailed list, but if there's anything else there that you want to send that you think we might could use or need or think that I might have forgotten, just go ahead and point it out to them. Let them box it up and ship it on over. I've also got some stuff over here that I'll be shipping. I think what I'll do is just go ahead and ship it on my orders, and it'll go to California. And when we get out there, we can pick it up, and they'll bring it on to the house also. Well, the best I can figure, I have approximately 18 days left in Fubai. I'll probably go on down to Da Nang a couple of days early. Even though I don't have a seat date yet, I figure I'll probably leave Da Nang around the 17th or 18th. So I'll probably go down to Da Nang and spend some time with a friend down there that I went through the flight program with. After I leave Da Nang, it's about a 2.5 hour flight to Okinawa. I figure we'll probably stay in Okinawa about 4 days to get everything all squared away. And I'll want to do some more buying when I get there also. So some goodies for my little sweetheart. And after those 4 days, we'll fly on to Hawaii for about an hour. We'll be on the ground about an hour, and then we'll fly on into California. I figure that I'll land in San Francisco. I'm not sure yet. I could fly into El Toro, but I think we'll probably go to San Francisco. I figure as soon as I get there, I'll go ahead and call you and finish checking in and getting everything squared away there, and try to be able to give you a time that I'll be getting into Lubbock. So then you can, it might be best to go on to Freona around the 20th or somewhere in there. And then you can go with Mother and Daddy to Freona and bring our car along, because we'll probably stay in Lubbock 1 or 2 days. Just me and you. I'll try to let you know as soon as I find out when I'll be leaving Da Nang, and then I may call you from Okinawa and let you know when I'll be getting to California. But I think it might be best that you just be in Freona or stay in Lubbock. You might go to Lubbock and keep in touch with Jimmy there. And as soon as I find out, well, I'll call Mother and Daddy, and they can call Jimmy, and he can call you and let you know exactly what time I'll be getting into Lubbock. If you want to save a trip all the way to Freona, that might be best. If you have anything you'd like for me to get from Southeast Asia, well, be sure and let me know, and I'll pick it up in Okinawa on my way through there. It's been a long year, you might say. A year ago yesterday, I landed in Da Nang. The weather's about the same. This afternoon, the wind got up to about 30 knots, and tonight it's supposed to get up to about 60 miles an hour, or even 70 miles an hour, they said. So the weather's kind of bad around here, or has been the last couple of days. Not doing much flying, or the squadrons aren't doing much flying since the weather is so bad. And I'm not doing much, I'm just hanging around the hooch here. I doubt if I'll be going out very much, and I won't be flying any for the rest of my 18 days here. Like I said, it's probably going to be a pretty bad tape, because I don't have any notes here, but I think I will. As soon as I get this side filled, go ahead and read through all my letters that I got while I was in Hong Kong, and see if I can take some notes and fill up the other side so I can get this tape off to my sweetie. Kay, I've really been thinking about you a lot, and even more since the time is getting shorter. I really did miss you while I was in Hong Kong, because we could have had so much fun while we were there. No, Billy and I didn't get a bath from the little geisha girls. I didn't even see a bath parlor there. I don't even know whether they had one or not. We didn't do too much. We ate a lot and toured a lot and did a lot of talking. About all we did the whole time we were there. So, far as I'm concerned, there will never be anybody else but you for me. And I don't know, things to really change for me, I guess. Just seems like my whole life's gonna be built around you now. And you're everything to me, as far as I'm concerned. I feel like the good Lord was good enough to give me such a wonderful wife that it's the least that I can do is to for you to be the only one in my life and for me to build my life around you. So I just can't stop thinking about you and waiting for these last 4 weeks or 3 weeks, and then we can be together again. And I don't know, I may be kind of acting kind of funny whenever we do get together, because it is something that I have looked forward to so much. I just don't know whether I'll know how to act or not, being back with you, and all the excitement, I'm sure it'll be something I've never experienced before in my life.